Hello, loves. Welcome back to A-School Audio Sessions. This is a special episode I am recording this week all about the new app from Instagram called Threads. I shared that it was coming, I think it was earlier last week, and it ended up launching a day early. It was supposed to launch on July 6th. It actually launched on July 5th because they were ready, and that's amazing. So the purpose of this episode is to provide, as always, some insights and some context. Because, you know, we always have to talk about context. So what is Threads? Threads is a text-based conversation app. And it's being compared to Twitter because it's text-based, right? And Twitter is text-based. And there is a term that's been used on Twitter for forever called a thread. And what a thread is, in, again, context, is a multiple post conversation. So I actually put one up yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. So a thread would be, because there's a character limit, right? A thread would be whatever, start of a conversation. And then you would add more. And that's what's known on Twitter as Threads. So maybe that's how they got the idea for the name. I have no fucking idea. It has been talked about that it is a quote-unquote Twitter killer. That is not the intention of Threads. In fact, if you listen to anything that Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, has talked about over the last week, what he's saying is it's an extension of Instagram. It's a way to have more authentic conversations, to engage in a different way, those types of things. Now, of course, there's always an agenda, right? And again, for context, since Twitter has been taking a massive hit and declining engagement, declining user experience, decline, and I was a big user of Twitter, it's really kind of fallen apart. There have been many apps that have launched in its place. I've talked about that a few times in the relevant news over the past several months. So I want you to think about this not as, oh, Twitter wasn't my thing, so Threads isn't my thing. Twitter never really was a thing for the salon business. It never took off. And so I don't want you to equate those two. What I want you to think about is if you could have more real-time, authentic, engaging conversations with your Instagram community, would that be of value to you? And would that be of value to your community? Because it's integrated. So that's the question I want you to, first of all, consider. This is not Twitter. It acts similarly to Twitter in terms of its user experience and interface, and it's text-based, which is also something that is very Twitter-esque. However, it is not Twitter. As with any new app, I want you to always think about, what is my purpose for being on this app? Where can I add value to my community on this app? How much time do I have to dedicate to this app? And always keeping in mind, your content is your marketing. Where Threads comes in is your context is different, right? So the content could be similar in terms of the conversations that you already have on Instagram or on Facebook, the conversations you'd like to have, things you'd like to understand better about your audience, value that you have to share with the larger community. It's just text-based versus what has become on Instagram a way more curated, inauthentic, loud, literally, because of all the reels space. So these are real conversations. These are real conversations. These are authentic conversations. This is a great place to listen. Listen to your audience. You can show up there as a business brand. You can open your account from your Instagram business account, or you could open your account from your personal account if you are just doing it for fun, or your personal account if you're focusing on your personal brand. I chose to open our Threads account connected to Passion Squared because personally, I don't do a lot of social, and you all know that. So I felt that the value would be for Passion Squared to be on the platform, and which obviously is me. So that allows me to also share a little more glimpse into just kind of what happens at Passion Squared in my life. But it still very much is a business brand, and the content that I've been sharing so far these last 5 days is still very aligned with the Passion Squared brand. This is a great opportunity to potentially engage with new people. I've actually met several new people just in the last 5 days that I at least maybe I wasn't aware of. Maybe they were followers of Passion Squared, but I wasn't aware of. One of the options it gives you when you sign up is that you can immediately follow all the people that the Instagram page you're using is following. I chose not to do that. I felt that it would be way too fucking overwhelming to begin with, and I wanted to test it out and see what happened. Another interesting anecdotal thing that happened is I noticed we got a little uptake in Instagram followers. However, as I've shared many times, we are losing followers left and right and have been for about 3 years. And nothing seems to change that. So while we have some new followers, we continue to lose other followers. It could potentially be a great discovery platform. Again, you discovering things that are of value to you and people discovering you, your brand, which may be of value to them. It is very fast conversationally. It is not contrived, not edited. It's very unplugged. Very much the same way, again, Twitter is. However, it is not Twitter. I know that the salon industry tends to jump on new apps really quickly and then get burnt out with new apps really quickly. I have a lot of optimism around Threads. And a few of the reasons why is I know that there are several people, non-influencer people, right, that are exhausted by how impersonal Instagrams become and how loud and noisy and all of those things. And Threads very much is a reminder of how social was designed to be social, actually having conversations and authentic, you know, and all those things, listening. And I feel that the timing is good because Instagram's been fucking exhausting for a lot of years now. And so obviously as the days go on, we're going to learn a lot more. As features are being added, we're going to learn a lot more. I have not listened to any podcasts on this topic. I have only followed Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, and also been active, very active on the platform since the moment it launched at 4 p.m. Pacific on July 5th. So you all know I observe a lot. I seek context and then I bring those observations to you. I don't get overhyped on any one thing. This is not like you have to do this or you don't have to do this. This is awesome. This is stupid. I just feel optimistic about it at this point. For some of you, it may be overwhelming to consider adding another app to your business strategy. I want you to again consider that this is not like other apps that you're on, that this is actually a place to have conversations with people and like have fun, which may actually be a good way to like reset perspective with the pressures that have come from all of this highly contrived, highly edited, impersonal, inauthentic feeling that some of you have gotten from Instagram. So I would love to hear your thoughts for those of you that have been playing around with the platform. I do firmly believe this initial interest is more of just a fact that finally we can just chill the fuck out and have a real conversation. So that's my thoughts. We just finished our workshop. So I'm a little worded out at the moment. However, I did want to get this episode out. So those are my thoughts. I know that my bestie, Gordon Miller, did a podcast on podcast episode on Threads. I think it was published over the weekend. I have not listened to it yet, but I am sure that he has some wisdom to share. So if you're interested, you can go listen to his podcast on social beauty makers. But yeah, for now, I'm kind of loving it. And you don't have to do this. You don't have to do anything. So I really want you to get back to those fundamental questions I advise you to ask yourself before you dive into anything new. Some of you are really going to see a ton of value in this, and some of you are just not. And that's okay. It's always okay. And I want you to remember that. This is about the original purpose of social, to build relationships, to have two-way conversations, to add value, and to listen. And like every other social platform, this is not a place to talk at people or sell at people or just promote. It is a place to just fucking chill. And as you build relationships, of course, it's possible that those relationships can turn into referrals, just like any social platform. It's possible that you'll build some brand awareness, just like any social platform. But I really want you to think about it like you're texting with a friend. I really want you to think about it as unplugged, right? As authentic, as unedited, as unalgorithmic, as not about followers. I just want you to go into it having a good fucking time. And again, if you don't want to go into it, don't go into it. You don't need to. Maybe you'll decide down the road you do. So with that, I would love to hear your thoughts, and I will continue to talk about it as I continue to observe and find a reason to share more about it. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a really beautiful day. So grateful for you. Bye.